In a world increasingly dominated by digital distractions, Ellen Bennett transformed ordinary kitchen aprons into a thriving lifestyle brand through one simple principle: authenticity. This same principle applies universally in business. Companies that showcase their humanity rather than hiding behind corporate facades attract both customers and talent. A Harvard study confirms this, showing that emphasizing employees' authentic best selves leads to greater retention and customer satisfaction. What's the secret to creating this authentic workplace magic? Rituals, those intentional practices that transform ordinary routines into meaningful experiences that connect us to purpose and each other. When I witnessed New Yorkers' nightly 7 p.m. cheer for healthcare workers during COVID-19 lockdowns, I experienced firsthand how a simple ritual created a profound sense of belonging and shared purpose. This ritual connected us to something larger during uncertain times, the very definition of workplace magic. From JetBlue's immersive orientation, where new hires drank blue juice, complete indoctrination into company culture, to Starbucks' first sip coffee tasting that begins every employee's journey, the most successful companies understand that rituals aren't just nice-to-haves, they're essential tools for creating psychological safety, purpose, and ultimately, performance. Research reveals that rituals dramatically improve performance by reducing anxiety. In one fascinating study, participants were split into two groups before singing "Don't Stop Believing" in front of strangers. One group performed a simple ritual first, drawing feelings, sprinkling salt, counting to five, crumpling paper, while the control group sat quietly. The ritual group sang more accurately and showed quicker heart rate recovery after this stressful task. Scientists define rituals as predefined sequences of symbolic actions, often characterized by formality and repetition that lacks direct instrumental purpose. Unlike routines, which are purely functional, rituals contain elements that aren't logically necessary but create a meaningful state of mind. This seemingly magical quality is precisely what makes rituals so powerful. In our technology-dominated workplace, where the iPhone has existed for just over a decade, we're experiencing an epidemic of loneliness and disconnection. Only 35% of employees are engaged at work, a record high, but still dismally low. Rituals help maintain group cohesion in our disconnected world, improving connection, productivity, engagement, and reducing anxiety. The business case is compelling. Positive work cultures, which rituals help create, lead to healthier employees who get sick less often, recover faster, experience less depression, and perform better. With workplace stress costing the U.S. economy over $500 billion annually and causing 550 million lost workdays, rituals aren't just soft benefits. They directly impact the bottom line. The power of workplace rituals can be distilled into a simple equation: psychological safety plus purpose equals performance. When employees feel psychologically safe and deeply connected to purpose, their performance improves dramatically across all measurable metrics, from productivity to innovation. Psychological safety, as defined by Harvard professor Amy Edmondson, is a crucial source of value creation in organizations. It creates an environment where team members feel secure taking interpersonal risks, speaking up, sharing ideas, admitting mistakes, and asking questions without fear of negative consequences. Rituals create inclusion and protect against social exclusion by establishing predictable, shared experiences that build trust. Without psychological safety, we experience what Catalyst calls an emotional tax, constantly being on guard against exclusion or insult, which affects 58% of employees across all demographics. This tax manifests in reduced creativity, limited collaboration, and increased stress levels, ultimately impacting both individual and organizational performance. Purpose connects employees to meaning beyond profit, transforming daily work from transactional to transformational. As Larry Fink of BlackRock emphasized, purpose is not the sole pursuit of profits, but the animating force for achieving them. Companies with clear values, 3 to 5, that everyone can recite, that are activated through rituals, create purpose-driven environments where 73% of employees are engaged versus just 23% in companies lacking purpose. These values must be more than wall decorations. They need to be brought to life through consistent actions and shared experiences. When psychological safety and purpose combine through rituals, performance measurably improves across diverse contexts. Firefighting teams with established safety-building rituals save more lives and suffer fewer casualties. Sports teams using pre-performance rituals see significant improvements. Bowlers improve scores by 29%, and basketball teams with strong pre-game routines show better coordination and results. In corporate settings, teams with strong psychological safety are 76% more likely to innovate effectively and experience 27% reduction in turnover. Regular team rituals like failure forums, where mistakes are openly discussed, or purpose panels, where employees share impact stories, help reinforce both safety and meaning. The synergy between these elements creates a virtuous cycle. Rituals build psychological safety, which enables people to connect more authentically with purpose, which in turn drives superior performance, creating positive experiences that further strengthen psychological safety. This cycle explains why organizations with strong ritual practices consistently outperform their peers across key metrics, including employee satisfaction, customer loyalty, and financial results. The race for talent is fierce, with more jobs than unemployed people in many sectors. With 71% of employees considering new jobs and replacement costs up to twice an employee's salary, businesses must evolve to retain top talent by creating workplace communities where people find meaning and belonging. Smart companies begin rituals before formal onboarding starts. Zappos uses airport pickups as subtle evaluation opportunities, with drivers and front desk staff providing feedback on whether candidates embody core values like be humble. Dropbox woos potential hires with champagne toasts before they've even accepted offers, followed by personalized cupcake kits left at their homes, a direct connection to the company's core value of creating customer delight. First days at work, like first days of school, are filled with butterflies and expectations. Companies create memorable first day experiences through thoughtful rituals. Ogilvy offers beautifully designed induction boxes. Adobe provides kick boxes with Starbucks cards and $1,000 MasterCards. John Deere connects new hires with buddies who share first day tips. Radio Flyer gives miniature welcome wagons with handwritten notes from the CEO. Glam Squad offers beauty treatments to all new employees, regardless of department. And IDEO stocks new hires' desks with their favorite snacks. The best onboarding rituals continue beyond the first week. At Kind Snacks, founder Daniel Lubetsky spends 2 to 3 hours quarterly with new hires, getting to know them personally. New employees share something others wouldn't normally know about them, then each cohort detects a pattern to name themselves and creates a Kind-themed music video with a small budget. Just as the Olympics begin with the parade of nations and torch relay, our workdays need opening ceremonies. For office workers, this might evolve naturally with the elevator ride and morning coffee. Remote workers particularly benefit from intentional rituals that delineate home from work. Monday marks the beginning of the work week for most people. Sarah Blakely, founder of Spanx and self-made billionaire, keeps Mondays as her think day with no meetings. She also begins every day with a fake commute, driving aimlessly around Atlanta to let thoughts come to her. Similarly, Jody Kovitz, founder of #MoveTheDial, begins each Monday with a grounding ritual that connects her team on a human level. Creating boundaries around your morning can dramatically boost productivity. Cal Newport describes monk mode morning, where leaders remain unavailable until late morning, creating uninterrupted focus time. The power lies in its regularity. Colleagues learn to respect these boundaries. Ron Benzeev arrives before anyone else, finding 1 hour alone equals 2 hours with people present. Rich Pierson, Headspace co-founder, dedicates 60 minutes to meditation each morning. Powerful rituals work at both beginnings and endings. When Morty Shapiro became Northwestern University's president in 2009, he created a new ritual, marching incoming students through Weber Arch. Starting with just 20 participants, it grew to include all 2,000-plus freshmen by year three, with parents lining the streets. Recently, they added a graduation week march back through the arch, creating a full-circle experience. Most telling, students now believe this relatively new tradition is ancient, with one emotional student calling it such a grand old tradition, despite it being only 3 years old. We've all sat through countless unproductive meetings. The average employee endures 62 meetings monthly, costing the U.S. over $399 billion in lost productivity annually. But gatherings don't have to be this way. Meetings can be transformed through rituals that establish purpose and invite presence. A+I design firm founders Brad Zismore and Dag Folger have maintained a remarkable ritual that's kept them bonded through 24 years of business partnership, a Monday breakfast meeting at 8:30 a.m. at the same restaurant near their office, missed only under extenuating circumstances. The purpose of their highly ritualized meeting remains consistent: survival through mutual support. As Zismore explains, "We want the next 24 years to be as entrepreneurial as our first. You have to earn that. It's like exercise. You have to really commit." For meetings to fulfill their purpose, participants must be fully present, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually. Beginning meetings with intention helps participants leave distractions behind. Fashion designer Eileen Fisher rings a literal chime for a minute of silence before meetings, finding this practice deepens relationships and awareness throughout her company. At Viacom, Daisy Auger Dominguez rotated meeting leadership among team members to share situational privilege and ensure diverse voices were heard. Ending meetings with intention is equally important. Bank Leumi USA CEO Avner Mendelson holds daily 15-minute huddles with senior executives that end with someone sharing a value story, an observation of an employee living one of the company's values. Buffer, an all-remote company, concludes their annual retreat with a gratitude session, where employees pass a microphone to express appreciation for individuals and the culture. Most remarkably, Buffer closes the company the Monday after their retreat, providing a transition day for laundry, jet lag, and reconnecting with family. A Cornell study found that commensality, eating together, significantly improves team performance, as demonstrated in firehouses where cooking and eating together is deeply embedded in their culture. This ritual strengthens social glue and improves cooperation, communication, and organizational citizenship. Unlike forced team-building activities, shared meals naturally foster genuine connections. At Kind Snacks, an employee named Neil creates a beloved ritual by making three types of waffles, jalapeno, classic Belgium, and gluten-free, every Wednesday morning for colleagues who arrive early to participate. Similarly, Bill Koenigsberg, founder and CEO of Horizon Media, started bringing bagels every Friday when his company had just 12 employees. 30 years later, with 3,000 employees, he continues this tradition despite the cost growing from $5 to hundreds of thousands annually. Koenigsberg considers this modest ritual that grew with his company to be an investment that has paid off billions fold. Chipotle embodies the power of shared meals through two distinct rituals. First, restaurant employees eat together at 10:15 a.m. before opening, experiencing firsthand their value, "The line is the moment of truth," by tasting what they'll serve customers. For corporate employees who don't work in restaurants, the company created Chipotle Day, a weekly ritual where lunch is served at all corporate locations without a business agenda. The simple act of lining up together creates natural opportunities for relationship building. When Cara Alamano started at Udemy, she didn't realize lunch was a sacred ritual until someone politely informed her not to schedule meetings between 12 to 1 p.m. This informal but deeply ingrained ritual brings 350 people together daily at the cafeteria for free lunch. There are no strict rules, attendance isn't mandatory, and people can eat wherever they want, but the ritual persists naturally, with even new leaders eventually joining in. Professional development has become crucial for employee retention, especially for millennials and Gen Z workers, who will comprise 75% of the workforce by 2025. According to Deloitte's 2019 Global Millennial Survey, 49% of millennials quit within 2 years, citing lack of career advancement and professional development opportunities among their top reasons. Deep, relevant growth opportunities often rank higher in importance than salary, with 86% of millennials willing to take a pay cut to work at a company whose mission aligns with their values. LinkedIn's 16,000 employees take one day monthly for personal professional development called InDay. During a September visit to their Manhattan office, I witnessed their wellness-themed InDay firsthand. From the moment I arrived, I noticed the enthusiasm, employees greeting each other with Happy InDay while participating in various optional activities. The program, started in 2010 when LinkedIn had just 1,000 employees, was created to prevent burnout during rapid growth. Surprisingly, the initiative came from CFO Steve Sordello, demonstrating how the soft stuff directly impacts hard financial outcomes. At a mindfulness session led by Wise at Work, I joined LinkedIn employees learning techniques to manage workplace stress. Despite my initial restlessness during meditation, I observed how earnestly participants shared their experiences and how just sitting together in silence helped them feel more focused. LinkedIn offers these mindfulness sessions every Friday morning, creating a direct path to psychological safety at work. InDay exemplifies a perfect workplace ritual, passing the 3 P's test, psychological safety, purpose, and performance, with flying colors. Even employees who can't fully participate appreciate its existence. As Christina Hall, LinkedIn's former head of HR, explained, InDay creates a rhythm to the calendar. It's part of the rhythm of the calendar. Oh, today is InDay. I don't have to go to that meeting. It gives the ritual a weight. Beyond understanding the importance of breaks, we need specific rituals that help us disconnect to reconnect. Morning work tends to be quiet and focused, like monk mode mornings. But afternoons, when deadlines loom, energy dips, and stress spikes, are when people most need structured breaks. Research shows that afternoon fatigue typically hits between 2 and 4 p.m., making this the optimal time for rejuvenating rituals. At Moonjuice, the office dog creates a daily 2 p.m. ritual where multiple colleagues join for walks, turning a necessity into connection. These walks have become so integral to company culture that employees schedule meetings around them, and many report that their best collaborative ideas emerge during these informal strolls. LinkedIn's learning and development team has a 3 p.m. dance party, just one song before returning to work, that transforms individuals into a team. The ritual started with just 3 people and now regularly attracts 20-30 participants who say it's their favorite part of the day. At Allbirds, 40 at 4, 40 push-ups at 4 p.m., began with one employee's personal goal and evolved into a company-wide ritual led by different people who add their own activities, like Pakistani dancing or cricket. The initiative has sparked numerous employee-led wellness groups and improved both physical health and team bonding. Rather than fighting cultural distractions like March Madness or Halloween, smart companies embrace them as rituals. Zog Sports closes early for March Madness viewing parties, creating brackets and friendly competition that builds camaraderie across departments. Microsoft's campus transforms for Halloween trick-or-treating, a treasured tradition that just happened and now involves over 5,000 employees' children annually, complete with department-themed decorations and costume contests. Extended breaks matter too. Food 52 closes for summer week, during which employees are encouraged to completely disconnect and pursue personal projects. LinkedIn shuts down for July 4th week, calling it Rest Up Week, to emphasize genuine recovery. REI closes on Black Friday for #OptOutside, encouraging both employees and customers to spend time in nature instead of shopping. This bold move has not only strengthened their brand identity, but inspired other retailers to reconsider their holiday practices. Perhaps most radical is Motley Fool's monthly ritual of randomly selecting one employee to take an immediate 2-week vacation with zero contact, proving no one is indispensable, even their newly hired president. This practice has improved succession planning, cross-training, and helped eliminate workplace martyrdom while boosting morale and retention rates. These structured breaks, whether daily, weekly, or extended, demonstrate how intentional disconnection strengthens workplace connections and creates sustainable, healthy work cultures.
Millennials and Gen Zers have brought an insistence on workplace recognition, not just for achievements, but also for simply being human participants, rather than corporate cogs. Studies show 97% of Gen Z welcomes ongoing feedback, and 72% prefer face-to-face communication despite being digital natives. While older generations might dismiss this as neediness or entitlement, recognition is a fundamental human need just after food and water. When employees leave, it's often because they felt invisible. My manager didn't see me. A Ketchum PR manager created the Shittiest Moment Award, a golden toilet trophy costing just $14.99 to recognize team members who transformed difficult situations with colleagues' help. The award rotates among team members, with each recipient choosing the next winner. The trophy, sitting visibly on desks, sparks conversations about overcoming challenges collaboratively. Daniel Lubetsky, founder of Kind Snacks, extends recognition beyond employees through rituals centered on kindness. His internal Kindos program, recognizing employees with kind bars and gratitude cards, evolved into the public hashtag KindAwesome campaign on World Kindness Day 2015, which identified over 300,000 acts of kindness. At Black Sheep Marketing Agency, first-year anniversaries are celebrated by taking the entire 18-person company out for an evening customized around the employee's personality and interests. From extravagant dinners for foodies to picnic lunches at bingo halls, these personalized celebrations create lifelong impressions and reinforce the company's identity as being outside the herd while fostering belonging. Dick's Sporting Goods transforms its founding story into a meaningful ritual. When employees reach 20 years, they receive a personalized cookie jar with $350, which becomes $300 after taxes, the exact amount founder Dick Stack's grandmother pulled from her cookie jar to help him start his bait and tackle shop in 1948. This clever ritual connects long-term employees directly to the company's origin story, making them part of its living history.
Starbucks, with over 31,000 stores in nearly 80 countries and $26.5 billion in revenue for 2019, has built its success on personal rituals. As Howard Schultz writes, Starbucks is intensely personal because drinking coffee is something people do habitually every day, same time, same store, same beverage. The company's success relies on loyal customers whose personal rituals include their coffee. But more importantly, Starbucks has created internal rituals that transform everyday routines into workplace magic. The first sip is what Michelle Burns, Senior VP of Global Tea and Coffee, calls the ritual foundation upon which every Starbucks career is built. Any barista can recall exactly what coffee they tasted during their first sip and what food it was paired with. This onboarding ritual applies to all employees, whether they're baristas or among the 5,000 headquarters staff in accounting, tech support, or sales. What makes this ritual special is its sensory nature, creating strong memories through smell and taste. At Starbucks, every meeting begins with a coffee tasting, a ritual that creates purpose, presence, and a natural way to chime in. This sensory experience brings people, literally, to their senses, helping them become fully present. The commitment to this ritual is absolute. You can't have a meeting without coffee. You just don't show up empty-handed. The most impactful professional development involves origin trips, where small groups of coffee leaders travel to places like Sumatra, Costa Rica, and Rwanda to experience coffee from the first 10 feet, farms, to the last 10 feet, consumers. These journeys become powerful rites of passage that create shared stories and experiences, binding participants together while deepening their understanding of coffee's community impact.
During COVID-19, when everything changed overnight, people across demographics turned to rituals for stability and connection. From the 7 p.m. cheering for healthcare workers to family game nights and mindfulness practices, Dr. Heidi Grant explains that rituals make us value things more. They transform ordinary things into special experiences when they authentically matter to us. During COVID, rituals provided psychological safety, belonging, and purpose, giving people a sense of control when everything else felt chaotic. Companies maintained their rituals by adapting them to virtual formats. Udemy's lunch roulette ritual continued virtually, with the company even paying for employees' shared virtual meals. LinkedIn maintained their monthly in-day ritual virtually, with the first pandemic theme being family. Employees shared personal moments like bringing loved ones onto video calls. One invited her mother to teach public speaking. Another cooked with her 7-year-old daughter. Despite work-from-home challenges during COVID, Allbirds maintained their 40-at-4 push-up ritual with a creative twist. Employees now volunteer to record themselves doing the exercises at home. One memorable video featured April, screen name April, performing push-ups with her cat Luna on her back, followed by other exercises. These adaptations prove that effective rituals don't need to be elaborate. Whether initiated by leadership or employees, simple practices like end-of-day emails, employee stories, funny videos, or even sharing ice cream can sustain human connection. These rituals serve people well, enhance the business of being human, and provide stability during both good and challenging times. The most important lesson from studying workplace rituals is that they transform ordinary routines into meaningful experiences that connect us to purpose and each other. In a world increasingly dominated by technology and disconnection, rituals are the essential tools of the human workplace, and they don't have to cost anything to create workplace magic.